This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. While the average retail gasoline price is down 11 cents in just a week, the wholesale price of crude has been topsy-turvy. This after a report yesterday that OPEC, spurred on by Saudi Arabia, might increase oil output. Then Saudi's energy minister denied that was the case. And this morning, crude is back up 1.2% in New York, $81 a barrel. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what OPEC might be considering ahead of its meeting this coming month.
Even though OPEC Plus decided to cut production last month, oil prices have been falling. Matt Smith, an analyst at Kepler, says that's largely thanks to China and its zero COVID policy.
We're seeing renewed lockdowns. We're seeing higher cases there again. And so oil demand is just remaining depressed in China, the leading importer of crude in the world.
Smith says OPEC members want oil prices to rise since their budgets depend on higher prices. As a result,
you would expect them to perhaps cut production further when the group meets in early December.
That said, OPEC could increase production if oil supplies get too tight, says Saravek Shuri with SVB Energy International. Europe is about to ban imports of Russian oil, which means less supply. It's also getting cold.
Looking at the next month, we might have a colder weather, which means higher demand.
But if oil prices stay low, Vakshuri says we shouldn't expect OPEC to boost production. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.